over the last 2 weeks, we've had numbers of calls that had a great lessons learned to bring forth, and I thought I would share them with the audience. I thought we met last time on Thursday, April 24th. Well, on April 25th, our units responded to a passenger vehicle fire on North Earl Rudder Freeway at Briarcrest. This happened about 9 o'clock in the morning. They arrived, found some fires going on in the back of the pickup truck, some other spot fires around the truck. A FedEx driver had attempted to extinguish it with a dry chemical fire extinguisher from his truck. They overhauled all the contents of the bed of the truck. In it was a barbecue pit that had been loaded, and they were transporting it somewhere. Well, Engine 1 finished emptying the bed, cooling all the contents, putting out spot fires around the truck, and then reloaded all of their property back into their truck so they could continue about their way. But it just reminds us how important it is to make sure the fires in your barbecue pits and grills are fully extinguished before you leave them or before you transport them anywhere. Then, on Saturday, 26th, the next day, Engine 5 responds to a trash fire. They found a trash can that contained a small fire, possibly from a cigarette, discarded with ashtray contents. Plastic garbage can was partially melted. They put the fire out. Again, just reminds us that if you smoke, you need to make sure that smoking materials are extinguished before you dump them into a combustible container. This next one was one that I investigated. It was a single-wide trailer mobile home at 920 Clearleaf. That was on 428, so that's going to be Monday. This came in during the morning, and when I arrived there, I was given the report by the crews that no one was home. I spoke with the occupants who had returned. After my investigation, I determined to be electrical in nature. The thing we want to bring from this one was that this was in a closet where the overloading of the circuit took place and started clothes on fire inside the closet. Typically, mobile homes are known for their speed of which they are destroyed by fire. This lady had, it was a newer mobile home, and she had closed the doors to her closet. That kept the fire from moving at such a fast rate of speed of extension and actually saved a lot of her mobile home. We talk about this stuff with the kids in the fall about checking doors, getting low, closing the doors to your room. And this just brings out the point. Had they been home, had this been at night, that closed door would have given them more escape time and they could have gotten out of the house. So we always talk about how important it is to close bedroom doors when you're sleeping. And then in this case, they were gone and it actually saved a lot of their property.
And the cause of that fire would have been?
It was an electrical overload. There's some maintenance issues, but it was not an intentional fire. So, you know, I was looking at the fact that it didn't extend and didn't cause any kind of death or injury past that.
Again, reviewing some recent fire department calls in Bryan with William Bouse, and what else is on the list?
We had one on Monday, May the 5th, that we responded to a construction site where they're building some new residential homes. One of the large roll-off dumpsters had caught fire. One of my cohorts was called out to investigate that one. They found a lot of oil-soaked rags that the painters had used. Those had lit off. We always talk about storing wet, oily rags in sealed, non-combustible containers, such as metal cans with lids, so that you don't, if you have some of these in your garage, that you don't come home to your garage on fire from these things combusting. So
this self-ignited itself then?
Yes.
Don't hear that very often.
No, it happens. They could have even come in contact with an ignition source. Maybe somebody threw in a cigarette butt or something. That wasn't able to be completely concluded because of the damage done, but we were able to conclude that once those were ignited in that open container, they fueled the fire greatly, and that's why we always warn people to keep those in closed containers. The 1629 Mockingbird, that was Tuesday night's fire. You had contacted me about that, and I wanted to bring it forth for you. That was a barbecue pit that we found a plastic commercial-sized trash can sitting in the pit burning. With the reports we were hearing and the location of it at a playground area on Mockingbird Road, we believe it to be vandalism. There was some partial witness reports, unknown individuals in the area about that time, and so on and so forth. We had another one May the 6th, same night. These were 1 hour apart over on Ross Street. There was some material that was in the back of a fire extinguisher company that's there, and in their fenced yard area, some stuff was set on fire. We still believe it to be also arson, and there's reports that give us the idea it's some juveniles. From this, I wanted to bring forth the idea that school is out and that kids need stuff to keep them busy. So parents, we really need you to get your kids involved in positive activities. I know Kelly has brought this out from the PD side, that it's important. The statistics show that if the kids are busy doing positive things, they're less likely to get in trouble. And here we have summer. They're all out. They've got plenty of time. We need to get them into some sports. We need to get them to the library. We need to get them into whatever activities are being done by the city or by any businesses around, or whatever kind of positive activities you church that you want to put them to. But they need to be busy, because if they're busy, they can't come up with bad ideas to get themselves in trouble.
And in the last two cases you mentioned where arson is suspected, if somebody has information, how do they report it?
They can call 209-5960 and reach somebody in the fire marshal's office.